The life of Candace Owens, it works like this. I wake up, I stretch, I have a cup of coffee, and then I am served with a lawsuit. I think that's the morning routine, my friends. That is clearly my morning routine. It is so effortless. And today, I have been sued by the first lady man of France. So let's just go, guys. Let's just go. Welcome back to Candace. You know what? It's one of my favorite movies, and there may never be a more appropriate time in my life for me to roll this clip, so let's roll it.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
It's why you're here. It's why you're here. That's how I feel right now. Me receiving my papers today. By the way, another lovely individual who delivered those papers to me. I really got to say, Tennessee, we are absolutely crushing it. The people that deliver the papers are just fantastic. They're so kind. They're always fans of mine. Anyways, I am floored. Are you floored? Because this is just goofy. You are officially a very goofy man, Brigitte. But I got to give it to you. You've definitely got balls. Fire everybody around you, and I mean literally everyone around you who told you that this was a good idea, that this was a very good idea for you to be the first sitting first lady of a country to file a lawsuit against a journalist of another country. You are literally making history in all the wrong ways. And I want to be very clear here right at the top that this is obvious, very clear that it is an obvious and desperate public relations strategy. That's what this is. Where do we even begin? Okay, so let's rewind this. In case you're new here, a few weeks ago, Brigitte finally lost her defamation claim against two journalists, which was taking place for years, by the way, over in France. It was the most viral story worldwide. Everyone's going, okay, obviously something is here. She's been clinging to this defamation claim, saying, oh, well, I'm suing them for defamation, and this is not true. And Brigitte's world, therefore, came crashing down because that was her only effective PR strategy. That was the only thing that they used to dissuade the rumors that she was born a man. It was an absolute farce of a lawsuit, which relied upon the public not knowing the details of the lawsuit at all. In short, the lawsuit was not about whether or not she was born a man. Okay, that's not the claims of defamation that she was bringing against them, but rather it was very particular, and it was about whether or not Natasha Ray and Amandine Roy misspoke when Natasha said that a document that they had received throughout their investigation appeared to her to be fraudulent. I mean, they were getting really petty. She basically was like, if you make a mistake, I'm going to sue you for defamation. And of course, when you're working with people who won't answer basic questions, you are bound to make little mistakes. But like I said, Brigitte's entire PR strategy hinged upon public ignorance. And then the public ignorance went away when I did the Becoming Brigitte series, because people realized you only have to get one episode into that thing, okay? You realize these are not outlandish allegations. These are not allegations coming from the quote-unquote far right or the quote-unquote far left. These are not allegations that are coming from deep on a Reddit feed, okay? This is the reality. It is a couple in reality that has been involved in way too many pedophilic scandals, okay? Scandals that are related in some way or another to pedophiles. People that they've worked with, people that they were friends with, artists that they've hired, things just didn't look right. Then, of course, I invited you guys to recognize that the press in France lied about their origin story. They lied about everything. They tried to present them as some modern couple, telling us that she was so hot, she was Claudia Schiffer, and even though he was 14, she was just irresistible. And then you see this picture, and you're going, what? That's a picture? The hot teacher that the press was trying to sell so people wouldn't question this odd relationship? A person that's 40 being attracted, or alleged to be 40, I actually think Brigitte's older than that, is attracted to a 14-year-old boy. That's disgusting. It's perverted. No matter what, this is an incredibly perverted story, which centers around individuals who happen to surround themselves with other perverts. That's the reality. You cannot look away from that. And then, of course, right about the time that President Donald Trump personally called me and told me that Emmanuel Macron asked him to order me to just stop talking about his wife's penis, yeah, then the world knew something was going on here. Because that's not normal. That is completely not normal for a sitting president to get on a plane, to come over and visit another sitting president, discuss Ukraine and Russia, negotiations for world peace, and then to take him to the side and say, hey, so do you know Candace Owens as podcaster? Yeah, that was the moment where the world went, it's over, pack it up, go home. There's clearly something here. So Brigitte is now pivoting strategies. That's what's happening here. I told you already that they went to market in America to hire a crisis PR team on American soil. Again, a sitting president of a foreign country trying to hire a crisis PR team in America, that's not normal. And it is more than likely, and I'm surmising here, that that crisis PR team was the one that gave them this advice. After they lost against Amandine Roy and Natasha Ray, they probably said, file another lawsuit. We know you can't win that lawsuit, but it doesn't matter. We just need you to file the lawsuit for the sake of press, that you can again say to people, oh, well, it's not true because look, I'm suing Candace Owens. If you need any more evidence that Brigitte Macron is definitely a man, it is just what is happening right now. The idea that you would file this lawsuit is all of the proof that you need, okay? I have been in communication with their lawyers or via our lawyers, like their lawyers and my lawyers have been speaking, phone calls, emails since January. She's now named her law firm. I protected that, but now we can tell you it's Claire Locke, okay? Claire Locke is representing Brigitte and Emmanuel Macron, has been in communication with us for months, and yet they did not send us a copy of the lawsuit. They did not give my lawyer a heads up that they were filing a lawsuit, but they did instead opt to give this lawsuit ahead of time to the Financial Times, the New York Times, CBS News. What does that tell you? It's a PR strategy. They don't care if they win. This is about running it through the press. And how much PR are we talking here? Claire Locke, Tom Locke, or Tom Claire, whatever his name is, they actually uploaded the lawsuit to their website, and then they gave CBS News a link to the uploaded lawsuit before I had been served, before my lawyer was even informed about it. I found out with all of you. I found out with the world. I found out from the Financial Times that I was being sued by the first couple of France. Not normal, guys. And even in the Financial Times, this is what's really funny, despite getting the exclusive on this story, and they must have gotten it yesterday, by the way, they definitely had to have received it at least yesterday, maybe even before then, because I think three people worked on the article. So this is not like they were breaking news. It was quite a long article. But even the Financial Times, despite getting the exclusive, they're kind of stating the obvious in the piece. They're like, yeah, this is a pretty steep mountain to scale. This has kind of never been done in the history of the world. Not sure what's up here. Specifically, the article reads, quote, the suit is a rare case of a serving world leader personally suing an online influencer over their content. It goes on to read, the Macrons face a high legal bar since U.S. defamation laws require public figures to show actual malice, meaning the person knew the information was false or had a reckless disregard for the truth. Making matters even more hilarious is the preschool principal that they have established here as the basis for their lawsuit. This is a quote from their lawyer given to the Financial Times. It reads, quote, Owens has dissected their appearance, their marriage, their friends, their family, and their personal history, twisting it all into a grotesque narrative designed to inflame and degrade, the Macron said in their filing. The result is relentless bullying on a worldwide scale. Okay, so my first question is, how old are you? Are you 5 years old? Really? This is bullying is what you're coming at me with, which, by the way, is exactly what they're coming at Xavier Poussard with, which I should mention now, Xavier Poussard is not being sued for defamation. He's the one that wrote the book that I based my entire report on. I'm not suing him for defamation. No. They're going, you're a bully. We're going to sue you. And then we're going to launch this lawsuit against Candace in the United States, not against you as a French citizen, because we know we can't win this, but it doesn't matter because courts take a long time to establish that. And in the meantime, we can just say finally that we're suing her. Secondly, the audacity for Brigitte Macron to call me a bully. When we just watched Brigitte physically assault her husband on the world stage, you pummeled him. You beat him. You're the bully. You're over here. Oh, I don't like Candace's words. You whooped your husband in front of the entire world on a plane. You're the bully. You're the bully, Brigitte. And you've been bullying him, I would bet, since he was 14 years old. I think you've been grooming him. And that's the worst kind of bullying in my viewpoint. By the way, I want to read you this from their lawsuit because I obviously have not had time to read all of this, right? The Financial Times reported that the lawsuit also says that their filing includes a description of the circumstances in which they met. The president was a 15-year-old student at a Jesuit high school in Amiens when he first encountered Brigitte, then a 39-year-old married teacher with three children. So much of that is not true. Again, they're trying to say he's 15, he was 14. According to the filings, they, quote, formed a deeper intellectual connection when she directed a production of the 1971 Milan Kundera play, Jack and His Master, in which Macron played the lead role. And later, the two began meeting regularly to collaborate on another play. Their relationship, quote, remained within the bounds of the law, the filings say. But when the teenager's parents found out about his, quote, strong feelings for his teacher, they moved him to a different school. Before he left, he told her, whatever you do, I will marry you. Dude, you're such a creep. Like, the fact that you're stating this as a defense, and you're not even telling the truth here, okay? Because you can't ignore the facts of how old he was when he was in that play. You just can't. So happy to go through this in court. But do you realize how creepy you are? How creepy this sounds? His parents then took him away because I'm disgusting, right? Because I'm a creep. Because I had power over this student and tried to seduce him, not because I looked like Claudia Schiffer, because I'm just like a creepy old man. Like, that's what happened here. And you stating this is like, oh, it's so disgusting. Anyways, you have to also appreciate that their lawyer told the Financial Times that they're willing to fly to the United States for this lawsuit, right? They are willing to commute to the United States, to Delaware courts, where they filed this. But they were unwilling for some reason to allow us to fly to France to interview Brigitte, which we offered to do before we started the series. They were also unwilling to simply answer our yes or no questions that we emailed to them so that we could ascertain facts. We did all of this before we aired the first episode, which makes the opening lines of their lawsuit especially egregious. It's just the audacious. It's like the audacity of the lies that Claire Locke is now telling. This is what they write in their opening complaint. This is Claire Locke. Ready? Can you pull up the opening lines where they say that we didn't allow them? Yeah. It says, in March of 2024, Candace, a right-wing podcaster, told the world that she would stake her entire professional reputation on the fact that Brigitte Macron is, in fact, a man, and then goes on to say, rather than engaging with President and Mrs. Macron's attempts to set the record straight, Owens mocked them and used them as additional fodder for her frenzied fan base. Okay. That's very interesting. So now we can just go ahead and show you when they contacted us. Actually, what they said was, she does not have to answer your questions about whether or not she is and always has been a woman. And we went back and told them, no, actually you do. And here are some more questions. And we're willing to sit down for an interview. I actually went into my computer today, found that letter we sent to them and typed in the word interview to see how many times we mentioned the prospect of flying out to interview them. Again, we sent this letter to them before we ran the first episode of the show. So this was in early January. Let's pull up what we wrote here. Second, my lawyer tells them, your insistence that Mrs. Macron outright refuses to provide evidence of her gender alone creates significant reason to doubt her counsel-filtered denials. As such, Candace is interested in having Mrs. Macron comment on this controversy and, as detailed below, Candace now extends Mrs. Macron a full opportunity to rebut the allegations at issue here. Should Mrs. Macron decline this opportunity, that fact, too, precludes a claim of actual malice. Okay, we can go on here. Elsewhere in this letter in which we wrote back to them, we wrote here, you state, because they did, that Mrs. Macron, and we quoted them here, does not owe Candace proof that she is and always has been a woman. But you are wrong for several reasons, and your statement on the matter, which we consider to be admissible evidence, precludes your claim of actual malice by itself. elsewhere in that exact same letter, as my lawyer just completely obliterated all their arguments, we included a subheading that says, questions for a fair and balanced interview. You guys remember this. These are the famous questions they declined to answer. And you can see I was searching the word interview, which is why it's highlighted in yellow here. It says, as such, we offer any date and time during the months of January, February, and March of 2025 for an interview between Candace and your clients. Candace, her producer, and a videographer will fly to Europe and arrange for a translator and studio in which the Macrones can answer questions. As you know, the first remedy for a defamation plaintiff is mitigation by, quote, using available opportunities to contradict the lie or correct the error and thereby to minimize its adverse impact on reputation. We then listed the questions. To facilitate this interview, we offer the following questions in advance. Okay. We then list all of our questions, very simple questions. Did Brigitte Macron ever use the name Veronique? As an example, number 5, can you identify each child in the Amiens family photograph? Did Brigitte Macron physically give birth to 3 children? I don't know. If I'm trying to avoid being defamed, I would very happily reply, yes, I, Candace Owens, I physically gave birth to 4 children. Okay, elsewhere, we can show you this, how we wrapped up this letter. Here are more of the questions, which you guys are welcome to pause and read in your own time. And then we can show you how we ended it. We urge you to respond to this letter on or before January 23rd, 2025, so we can make arrangements to schedule an interview with the Macrones. We reserve all our clients' rights, claims, and remedies. This letter does not contain a full recitation of the facts underlying this matter. They did not reply to our answers. They did not tell us, yes, we'd like to interview or rebut things and say. They basically just said, she doesn't owe you anything. She's always been a woman. That's not how this works, okay? This is not how this works. You could have easily provided evidence or answered simple yes or no questions, which we would have said was an actual statement coming from you, but you've refused to do that in this context, just like you refused to do it overseas. It's why they overturned the defamation claim that you were holding on to, hoping that this would somehow prove that you weren't born a man, something that is so easy to debunk. Hi, where are the first 30 years of your life? Where are the photos of you raising Tefan? There should be so much. You say you have 3 kids. Did you take no photos of you having those kids the first day you held those kids? What about pictures from your wedding day? Tons of pictures from your wedding day. You've only shown that one, which was filtered through by Mimi Marchand, who we're going to talk about in a second. I want to be very clear. It is so obvious what you are doing, okay? You went to the Financial Times as opposed to contacting my lawyer, who you've had contact with. You went to the Financial Times because you're trying to appeal to a very specific type of person, a certain class of people that you have to face now, who now know that you have a penis, okay? That's beyond obvious. Even in your filing, the filing actually reads this, and I quote, as a result of the false and defamatory accusations and implications published by the defendants, the Macrones' relationships with other members of the government, potential political allies, and others have been undermined as a result of the false and defamatory. Like, you are also stating here, the Macrones' integrity and fitness as political and governmental leaders has been undermined. That's exactly what this is all about. It's about you not wanting to stand across from Kate Middleton, having her glance down quickly, and, you know, give a knowing look to William. That's what it is. You're embarrassed. You are embarrassed. And so you want to save face by being like, well, we sued her. Yeah, we know we can't win. We know it's literally an impossible mountain to scale. We know she very clearly has presented a lot of evidence that I'm a man. That's why the whole world believes you're a man. Okay. People didn't watch this series. If what I was saying was ridiculous, okay, this wouldn't have gone viral. It wouldn't have gone viral. It would have been so beyond what anybody could plausibly imagine could be true. They would have said that was weird. I don't know why Candace did 5 hours on this. Instead, we converted people into believers of this story because there was that much evidence to the contrary. While you produced no evidence and won't answer questions, we produced 5 hours of evidence alongside the reporting of Xavier Poussard. Okay? So what you are trying to do with this lawsuit, it's again very obvious, is you're trying to defame me. That's why this lawsuit is littered with factual inaccuracies. It's got all of these points that have nothing to do with the substance of what you're even coming after me for. You're trying to delegitimize the reporting by smearing my character. A catastrophic, by the way, PR strategy, which is dressed up as a lawsuit. Okay. It's incredible. If you read through this, guys, that Brigitte actually and intentionally defames me throughout the filing. It says all of these things that are untrue. Attributes, quote, citations to me that I've never said. Here are just a few of the things that she says about me that have nothing to do, by the way, with her penis. Okay, these are just hilarious points of the lawsuit. Here's one. She has promoted a range of conspiracy theories, including anti-vaccine falsehoods, long debunked anti-Semitic tropes, such as a blood libel and Holocaust distortion, going so far as to dismiss the atrocities of Joseph Mengele's medical experiments as mere propaganda. Her content is not intended to inform, but to inflame and attract the attention through sensationalism and conspiracy theories. None of that is true. None of that is true. Unfortunately, too many people watch my podcast. They're not going to believe you. But again, you're appealing to the people that don't watch podcasts, right? You're like, oh, look, Holocaust denier. Don't even look at the series. She's Holocaust distorter. I didn't even mention Joseph Mengele and what Brigitte's referring to, but that doesn't matter. Again, this has nothing to do with the substance of what they're coming after me for, but they're including this because they want their friends to go, oh, well, I better not listen to anything else. It says right here in the lawsuit that she's a Holocaust distorter. It goes on in the lawsuit to state this. Owens alleged that secret Jewish gangs commit horrific things in Hollywood. You'll note here that they only put gangs in quotations and horrific things, but it was fun for them to add Jewish. And on social media, she repeated the long debunked blood libel myth that Jewish people drink the blood of Christian children. I mean, that is unbelievable. That is the most absurd lie that you could possibly put in a lawsuit. Bring it up. Wouldn't you include that in a lawsuit with a picture of that? I said that Jews are going around drinking the blood of Christian children. Are you out of your mind? Yes, Brigitte, you are out of your effing mind. This is your strategy. You're defaming me because you don't want people to continue to watch the series. But I'm sorry, my friend, the train has left the station. There's even a section of this lawsuit, which is hilarious because they list quote unquote factual statements and they're not factual at all. I don't even know if Claire Locke knows what the definition of a fact is. This is it. Let me pull this up for you. It's literally entitled Factual Allegations, and right under, President Macron rose to the power in France, embodying a modern dynamic image of leadership that resonates with many citizens. Like that, first, that is not a factual statement. You can't just be like, factual statement. I am beautiful and powerful and dynamic and people love me. What are we doing? What are we doing here? I think it even says more as a factual statement. Pull that up again. It says, from an early age, he demonstrated intellectual curiosity and emotional sensitivity. Homie, that is not a factual statement. Just because you label it factual statement does not make it so. Then they have this statement, which is just false. Candace has a British citizenship through her husband, George. No, I don't. I am not a British citizen. You can't just say stuff. You can't just put stuff on paper. What are you doing? What is the point of that? The next statement, it reads, French courts said Natasha Ray and Amandine Roy defamed Brigitte. Okay, well, that's called a lie by omission, because not mentioned here is the rather negating fact that the higher French courts said she didn't defame you. Okay. Again, you're trying to groom the courtrooms here. I feel like this is what Brigitte's trying. You're trying to groom our courtrooms into believing these lies. And then they introduce this as another fact. They write, quote, she, meaning me, launched her website fueled by her desire to make these specific false claims about the Macrons without adhering to content moderation policies. What? I launched CandaceOwens.com because I wanted to be able to speak about your relationship. Are you crazy? I have an entire Shot in the Dark series. We have covered so many things. How can you just say that that's a fact? That's completely absurd. The entire series is available on YouTube right now. Okay? Right now. Then they write this, which is ridiculous. They said, Owen supported these claims of violence and criminality with statements that the Macrons are surrounded by criminals, pedophiles, and a quote-unquote extraordinary syndicate. She claimed that they purposefully hire employees who, quote, will break you down and use, quote, tactics of blackmail and coercion. Again, sampling quotations and accusing me here, I think, of telling the truth about the people that you hire, the people that are around you and the things that they have been accused of. First and foremost, Mimi Marchand. Yeah, your PR thug. Let's just check out Mimi's Wikipedia page. Since this is like coming up from Candace, I think Mimi's been in some trouble. We can scroll down here. I think it's under her, here it is. Controversies. In addition to suspected of forging documents in several cases, including a false marriage certificate to Vincent Linden and Caroline of Monaco and a fabricated interview. Like, that might be relevant that this was the person that everyone had to go through to learn anything about your past. That what limited photos you provided, what were there, a total of four from before the time that you were 30 when you were married, been in trouble for producing false documents. That might be relevant. It might be relevant also. We mentioned Claude Levesque. Yeah, did you not handpick him as the artist? Did you not use his carpet? And then he later got charged with rape and sexual assault of minors. You were very involved in styling the office of your husband. Did I lie when I mentioned Olivier Duhamel, the person who played a significant role in Macron's campaign? Did I lie when I said that you guys worked with him on the campaign and then he admitted to molesting his stepson when his stepdaughter came out and said that they would have these weird parties and people got molested? Where did I lie? You can't just put things in quotation marks and pretend like I was not justified in presenting the facts of the cast of characters that surround you, the many. And that's just naming a few on this episode. Go back and watch the series. You can't hide this stuff. And then I have to tell you guys, there's a portion where the lawsuit is just funny, right? Like, I don't even know where they're going with this. They wrote, she posted a photo on X of Owens in a t-shirt showcasing a fake Time Magazine Man of the Year cover featuring Mrs. Macron. The shirt sold out. I thought that was funny. So, you know, I did. We restocked this shirt. We are restocking this. We're going to go ahead and sell 1,000 more. So if you want to get your Man of the Year t-shirt, you can do that right now. Because what's your claim here? I sold a t-shirt, a parody, and there's you, Man of the Year. Yeah, it's funny. That's fine. This is okay. I'm allowed to do that. I don't know what goes on in France, but I'm very much allowed to do that here. Parody is protected. So there we go. And I got to tell you guys, the internet is having fun with this, recognizing how absurd it is that we don't even know what your argument is. Here's just some funny reactions that I saw floating on X. This person, Brad Pierce, writes, Brigitte Macron's lawyer, my client may be a groomer pedophile who sexually abused a student, but she is not a man. The American public, you do get how that's worse, right? It's very funny. Also, Milo accurately says, the Macrons just made the most spectacular PR blunder I've ever seen in my entire life, maybe the worst ever. I agree. It's all very irresistible. And shout out to my PR person for giving the statement. When I refused to give a statement, I just read this. What did Mitchell say? He said in a statement, Candace repeatedly requested an interview with Brigitte Macron. The statement said, instead of offering a comment, Brigitte is resorting to trying to bully a reporter into submission. In France, politicians can bully journalists, but this is not France. It's America. It's absolutely true. We're not going to shut up. You're not going to bully us. Frankly, I find this all to be irresistible and delicious. The lawsuit is just, it's what we could just go a lot of places here. The discovery alone is going to be out of this world. We would be required to depose President Donald Trump, getting to the bottom of that conversation. I bet there were cameras. Maybe we'd be able to get, maybe he was wired. I don't know. Maybe we could actually hear what you said. You sound pretty panicked. I don't know. When I got the phone call, same day, definitely had to have been urgent. Certainly wasn't an afterthought. Same day that you were here, I got the phone call. So what's going on? Which, by the way, he acknowledges that the phone call happened in this filing. My lawyer being able to sit across and ask Brigitte Macron questions about her penis. Brigitte would then be compelled for the first time to answer them under oath. Again, for the first time, because you've just been ditching and dodging and going after people that are powerless, people that have cancer, literally Natasha Ray, for misspeaking on one statement that she made. Yeah, that's the real bullying that has taken place. And I have to tell you that you have definitively met your match. I cannot stand corruption. I cannot stand people that think they have the power to use and abuse people and then call up their rich homies in the press, right? Powerful homies in the press and say, go after this person. I don't like that. I don't like the attack dogs that you're sending around. It's very obvious because you played the game this morning. Like I said, you sent this lawsuit because you wanted to smear me, and it's not going to work. Okay, you've met your match. And in case you haven't checked what time it is, this is not the world that you grew up in. People are tired of this, okay? You're paying attention to what's happening with Epstein, what's going on here. We are revolting against this. We're revolting against the perverts that run the world. And I want to be very clear here. I count you among them. I think you're sick. I think you're disgusting. And I am fully prepared to take on this battle on behalf of the entire world, okay? That's what I'm going to say. On behalf of the entire world, I will see you in court. Anyways, throwing it to some of our sponsors before we get into a couple of updates on the Epstein front. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am pro-life. That means standing with mothers before their baby is born and long after. And that's exactly why I partner with Preborn. Preborn isn't out to judge women. They're making motherhood possible. They provide free ultrasounds. They share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And most importantly, they stay after the baby is born with real practical support that they give to expecting mothers via diapers, baby clothes, even housing and financial help for up to 2 years after the baby is born, because that's what true Christ-centered compassion looks like. And here's how you can be a part of it. For just $28, you can give a mom a free ultrasound, one chance to see her baby, and then she'll become twice as likely to choose life. Preborn is on a mission to rescue 70,000 babies this year. Don't just say you're pro-life. You can live it by donating now. Call 855-601-2229, or you can head to preborn.com/Candace. Again, that is preborn.com/Candace. Also, reminding you that the system is not broken. It's actually rigged. And if you're buried in debt, that's exactly how they want it. Big banks profit when you're desperate. Creditors win when you lose, but you don't have to play their game. PDS Debt helps you take back control. They've helped hundreds of thousands of people break free from credit cards, loans, and high interest traps. It's your money. It's your future. It's time to fight for both. PDS Debt goes beyond the numbers to understand your unique financial situation, and they'll craft a personalized plan designed just for you. There's no minimum credit score required. They're here to help you save more, pay off your debt faster, and start putting money back where it belongs, in your pocket. PDS Debt is rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. It boasts thousands of 5-star reviews on Google, and it holds a 5-star rating on Trustpilot. Why? Because PDS has helped hundreds of thousands of people get out of debt. You're 30 seconds away from being debt-free, so get your free assessment and find the best option for yourself right now at pdsdebt.com/Candace. Again, that's pdsdebt.com/Candace, pdsdebt.com/Candace. Okay, a lot going on, guys. It does feel like we are at a cultural inflection point. I think we would all agree something is happening. It seems like a lot is being exposed. It's why I do just think it is the wrong time for Brigitte to do this. The world is paying attention. It's getting weird. There's just too many pedophiles in the mix that are being protected by courts and the press that's lying and telling us to look the other way and don't look over there and maybe distraction. We don't like it. And Epstein, as we know, was a fan of Paris. All the best pedophiles are. By the way, was that, I'll just ask you, Brigitte, was it a mistake when we depose you that you had Andre Gide's book, The Official Presidential Portrait of Emmanuel Macron, with a self-admitted pederast that Andre Gide, the author, was? That by accident? You didn't know what book was in the background? Didn't know what book was in the office? Just happened to be Andre Gide, who was molesting Muslim kids? In Algeria? Is that what we're doing? Are we pretending like that was all an accident? Like I said, the evidence is overwhelming. You were laughing in our face. It was like, I got away with everything. These are all my friends. You guys can't do anything because we have made it into the Elysee Palace. And now the world's looking and you don't like it, right? Because that's what it means. You've had unchecked power for so long that you were able to like groom a student and marry him and control the press and control the narrative. You don't even know what it looks like to be treated the same. You think that you're special. You're not special. You are unique in how positively disgusting you are. You sicken me. I'm someone that has children. So I'm ready for this fight. Trust me, I am ready for this fight. All sickos will be exposed, okay? Everything's going to be exposed. So let's do it. Let's get to the part where we get to depose you and we get to request documents and we get to request emails and we get to request conversations between you and Mimi Marchand to see how you're really dealing with this behind the scenes. Let's get to that point. Anyways, on the Epstein matter, because like I said, all the best people love Paris. Of course, he was in Paris and was working with Jean-Luc Brunel, who then conveniently killed himself when charges were brought against him for human trafficking. We know that these men were dealing with minors. A lot of that happened under the Parisian watch. I wonder why that is. And regarding that case, there's been an update. We are getting into the Jeffrey Epstein files. It's all going to become connected. And I think in part that's why they're coming after me. It's like the process is supposed to be the battle that I have. They want me to be tired. I'm not. I'm energized. I'm energized by the idea of exposing you little sickos. I really am. Anyways, a judge has just, shockingly, denied the release of the Jeffrey Epstein transcripts in Florida. A Florida judge, federal judge, ruled on Wednesday that they were going to deny a request to unseal the grand jury transcripts of a federal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we remember Trump had called for the release of the grand jury testimony, and I told you, yeah, don't bet on that. And he was calling for that in response to pressure from lawmakers, obviously pressure from us, pressure from the supporters. Like I said, we want to know who is in control. We want to know why these people still have power. And we're not letting up on this. Like, the time is now. We are at the gates and we need to stay there. Anyways, the judge that made that ruling did say something quite curious. She said that the law does not permit her to grant the government's request and that her hands were tied. I'm not sure what to make of that. Like I said, I believe that this was a bit of PR, pretending that they were going to ask for it. I'm wondering if the insinuation here that her hands are tied could be similar to Alexander Acosta back when he was the one who cut the 2007 deal with Epstein, which basically said, yeah, whatever, you molested children, but we're going to let you off and let you run the sheriff's office. He similarly indicated that his hands were tied because he was told that Epstein was an asset, that Epstein was above his pay grade, meaning he is a part of the state, the CIA. And that makes sense in the context of William Barr, Donald Barr, his father, the early CIA, the OSS, being the one that pulled Epstein up through the system. All of that makes sense. I don't know why, but Pam Bondi sees no evidence that he was working for a foreign state or working for a state, but we've been able to uncover tons of evidence that he was working for a foreign state. And it's looking like they are trying to have us chasing our tail on this. I told you, we cannot place faith in the system, right? We're not going to figure out what was going on because they decide to be forthcoming. Like I said, the reason that it's a very small club at the tippity top is because there are very few people that are sadistic enough to harm children. And they protect each other, and they're willing to go through great lengths to do that. And so it's going to be incumbent upon us, the people, to come together with the facts, to do these series, to continue to create a quote-unquote frenzied response. My frenzied fans, yeah, my fans get pretty frenzied on the topic of pedophilia, Brigitte. You're right. On the topic of grooming, all the things that we learned throughout your series of what the people around you were up to, we can get more than frenzied, actually. So if you think throwing in that that's a scary thing, calling us frenzied, I don't want to be considered frenzied. I want to be considered polite. I look the other way when someone's grooming a child. Get out of my face. Literally, get out of my face. I'm not the one to mush. You can mush your husband, but don't mush me, okay? Really sick of this. I'm getting really sick of Brigitte Macron and the BS here that has just been flying everywhere from France to America, protecting what I view to be a sadistic syndicate. I said what I meant. And I want to be also clear, I think you're a man. I think it's beyond obvious that you were born a man. You may want to split hairs about, well, I'm really a woman. I feel on the inside. No, I'm a woman. An insulting wig that you're wearing. It's ridiculous. It's like you're laughing at us. Okay? You can try to split hairs in how you feel and how you've always felt like a woman. What I'm saying is that you were born a man and you will die a man. That's the point I'm making. So give us a sample. I'll send my doctors to take your blood. Figure it out real quick, however you want to go about this. Hey, how about just giving us some pictures again of you growing up, raising your children? That would be fine. For whatever reason, Tifone, by the way, on Father's Day, Tifone being her oldest daughter that normally defends her, but has been suspiciously quiet since her office got raided. I'll tell you about that another time. Tifone, on Father's Day, posted photos of her growing up with her dad. Why is nobody just posting those photos of the first lady raising her kids? Why doesn't Tifone ever post photos when it comes to the person that is sitting in the Elysee Palace, her quote-unquote mom? Wouldn't that be such an easy way to spell the rumors? You can post pictures of your dad, but you can't post pictures of your mom? It's not making sense. The math is not mathing, Brigitte. The math is not mathing. Like I said, we'll get to the bottom of it, right? That is what discovery is for. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. You're probably hoping, oh, you know, this will go away and at least we'll say we sued her. We'll say we went after her. She'll probably file for this to get dismissed. I'd like to make it to discovery. I think that we owe that to the world. Anyways, you guys, this is just, by the way, breaking in the Wall Street Journal. Well, going back to our points we were making here about Epstein and what's been happening, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Justice Department told Trump back in May that his name is among many that are in the Epstein files. Now, this is interesting because we've been kind of remarking on the strange 180 that's been happening. Like, they were very clear in communicating, and I'm talking about Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, the files, the photos. I think that was in February. And then now it's just like Operation Gaslight. Like, who cares about these files? And if it is true that in May of 2025, they went to Trump and said, you're mentioned in this, that could be a reason why. And to be clear, Trump has come back and said, well, tons of names, and I'm paraphrasing here, are mentioned in the files, right? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't accuse me of doing anything wrong necessarily. And that is true, but it could be a motive for the 180. It could be that he just doesn't even want his name out there in the files in the context. So again, this report is just breaking. So we don't know too many details, but I do think it would have been incumbent upon the administration to at least inform us that back in 2025, I mean, back in May, the DOJ told them that Trump's name was mentioned, right? Because you're just allowing people to maybe arrive at the false conclusions by holding that close to your chest and instead playing the game of gaslighting. Everybody just needs better PR, I think is what we're getting at here. PR is failing. Okay. It's just the strategies here of just gaslighting and lying and thinking that the public is not going to see past it. Maybe that worked in the old world. This is the new world and it's not working anymore. So let's switch it up, guys. I'm going to tell you a couple of more about my sponsors and then get to some of your comments. Happy to be an open book, as I will be in the court of law. I want to tell you about the wellness company first. Most people don't realize pork is one of the biggest sources of parasites in the world. Study after study has proven this. The CDC says that pork is the primary source of trichinosis infections worldwide. The WHO and the CDC have listed pork as a top source for tapeworms and toxoplasmosis. Research shows that pork has poor detox channels, making it easy for parasites to survive and pass to humans. If you eat pork or sushi, if you travel, if you have pets, or if you simply want to protect your gut and immune system, it's one more reason to do a targeted medical grade full body parasite cleanse at least once a year. That's why the wellness company created their ivermectin and mebendazole parasite cleanse. This uniquely powerful combination helps eliminate unwanted parasites and supports your immune system, digestion, and overall health. So you can fill out a quick intake form and get a 4-usage supply medical grade cleanse shipped directly to your door by heading to twc.health/Candace. And you can use code Candace to save $90 off. Plus you'll get free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Candace, promo code Candace today. Also remind you guys about Pure Talk, because I know there have been so many times where you have been told by someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's great advice for most things, but not so much for a cell phone. Over time, the battery life fades, the processor can't keep up, and it's been dropped one too many times. Fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something that you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan, just $35 a month, and you'll get talk, text, and data in a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day. All on America's most dependable 5G network. Supporting companies like Pure Talk is a good thing to do. You win by cutting your cell phone bill in half. They win by hiring more Americans and helping more veterans. Make the switch in as little as 10 minutes by heading to puretalk.com/Owens to get your free phone today. Again, that's puretalk.com/Owens to switch to my wireless company. America's wireless company, Pure Talk. What are you guys thinking? Because this is crazy. This is all crazy. You guys are like, Candace, maybe you should just move. waking up getting sued every day. Process server. They are always so nice, though. I will say that. They're just lovely men, the process servers. Marcy writes, Candace, I love your work, but the situation with the Frankist French elite is getting very deadly. I will be praying for you and your family. Stay safe out there. You know, I, first and foremost, if everybody has this approach where once you start realizing what's happening, you're fearful, then it still permits these sickos to be in positions of power. And I do believe that there is strength in numbers. I do believe that there is strength in publicity. I do believe that it is a good thing that the world knows they are my enemies, right? So we can all sort of pay attention here. Thank you for your prayers. I also am a Christian. And so I know that this world is not it, but I do not want my kids growing up in a world that is run by elite perverts. Tara writes, a lot of very interesting news lately. It feels like a psyop to distract from Epstein. I don't think so. I think it's all related. I do. I think it's all coming down. I think the world has been run in a certain way for a long time. And for whatever reason, a lot is being revealed to a lot of different people. And that's why I use my platform to make sure that if you come after me, you're going to be playing a game of whack-a-mole. What they hate about me is I'm thorough. I will research. I will read. I will give people the documents so that they know we're not just playing, oh, well, I have a feeling and a suspicion. Maybe this could have happened. We are reporting on the facts and we are giving you the tools to know that they are facts and giving you, hopefully, the courage to restate those facts, to share those facts with other people, you know, without feeling like you're totally Looney Tunes. I certainly don't feel when I tell people that I don't vax my kids, like, she's anti-vax. Okay, Brigitte. So, and next, that's the best you guys could come up with. I'm anti-vax. Yeah, I don't vax my kids. Guilty as charged. Lock me up. Voldy writes, Kate giving a knowing look to William about Brigitte's William. Yeah, that's what this is really for. It's for the elites, the people that get the thud of the newspaper at their front door, and they read it and they go, oh, it's the Financial Times. Well, therefore, it must be true. It must be true that Candace Owens said that the children, the Christian children, are having their blood drank by Jews. Like, it's in the Financial Times. It's right here in the New York Times. I'm very educated. That's what they're doing this for. People that don't watch podcasts and won't just rewind the tape and be like, wait a second, she never said that. Why are you lying? Because that generation of people, true definition of bravery. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. BCO writes, I have watched your show every day on the dot for a year and a half now. Brigitte, you are a liar. Noah, I volunteer as tribute to help in court. I have some experience. Nothing will happen to my family. Christ is king. I love that you're just like, call out Noah. Like, everybody knows Noah. You can't be out here pretending that my listeners don't know my whole life. I'm way too honest. They're like, they feel they're on a first name basis with my lawyer. Poor Noah. Like I said, poor Noah or very rich Noah. We don't know. I've never seen his house. I bet it's very rich. Cashba, I hope I'm saying that right, writes, praying divine mercy, chaplet for you and your mission daily. What a privilege to learn from you. Christ is king. Christ is king. Christ is truth. The truth is king. We tell the truth. We say it unapologetically. And we allow these demons to try to, maybe they're thinking, oh, well, the courts are corrupt. I think Hunter Biden kind of notoriously implied that his family controls the courts in Delaware. That is true. Maybe that's what they're banking on. They're banking on corruption. Because that's all they know, right? They know being able to pay people to do what they want to hide their lies. But like I said, this is going to have the opposite desired effect. I think in the future, we're not even going to call it the Streisand effect. We're going to be calling it the Brigitte effect, the Macron effect, right? You tried to cover it up, so more and more people began to look and realize that something was wrong. And like I said, you watch two episodes, you watch one episode of Becoming Brigitte, and you're hooked because you know this isn't just smoke. This is like a blazing fire, okay? And something is very wrong with this picture. Essie writes, hi, Candace, I'm a 20-year-old married Catholic woman, and I have just found out that I am pregnant. What advice can you give us as a strong, conservative, anti-vax young family living in what seems like an anti-family world? You're Catholic. You already know. We win by being optimistic. We win through prayer, and we win by committing ourselves to family. Like, you know, I've just been permanently pregnant for 4 years. We know that in the end, Christ wins. So we already know how the story ends, right? He's winning. He's won. He will win again. And that's a perfect place for us to end this episode. Forum on the website. Oh, yes. For my parents, We have opened a forum, a Reddit type forum. I'm saying parents for anybody, but you can post and now share information. I know that that was something that was really frustrating for me as a parent when I was trying to find just like an organic solution to something, to try a vitamin as opposed to like putting a bunch of toxins in my kids' bodies if they have a cold. You know, I'm also, what naturally follows is when you're anti-vax. I'm not anti-medicine, but I'd like to use that option last. I'd like to exacerbate things that are more natural. So we've opened that forum so you can share things, because I know that they would block this sort of content on like Reddit. They'd be like, oh, the moderator says all kids must get vaccines. You can't even to speak about the idea of your child not being vaxxed. It was super annoying. So we wanted to open a forum so parents can have the discussions. Obviously, grain of salt, it's parent to parent. Actually, I don't think that's a grain of salt. Actually, I think that's like the salt of the earth. Okay. I trust a parents, people that have had children, people that have raised children, especially grandparents, people that have had like 22 grandchildren, way more than I trust pediatricians who are incentivized by money. Anyways, that is not just exclusively conversations that need to happen regarding medicine. That was my idea in opening that forum, but it's for anything that's on your mind that you want to talk about. You guys can head there. Maybe in the future we'll be like the new Reddit, because we all know that Reddit is very, very controlled these days. Speaking of Ghislaine Maxwell, and then stopped posting in that Reddit forum on the day of her arrest and hasn't posted since. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go down the Ghislaine Maxwell rabbit hole of Reddit. Also remind you guys, Time Man of the Year shirts. I just want Brigitte to add an addendum that says, they sold out again! Exclamation point. Aww. Okay. Yeah. Guilty. Lock me up, you guys. See you tomorrow.